Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with a couple individuals. We have Jessica O'Reilly, the Tourism Communication Manager with Travel Iowa, and we also have Sarah Pugh, the Executive Director of the Madison County Chamber of Commerce, talking about an upcoming Covered Bridges Festival. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, thank you.
I appreciate you stopping by today, Sarah, and just telling us a little more information. This is kind of a cool and special festival coming up. It's the 30th anniversary of the Bridges of Madison County movie. You guys are celebrating with the Covered Bridges Festival. What do I need to know as somebody that's never been to this festival?
Well, we are so excited for this festival. It is taking place on Saturday, October 11th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. this year. We have listened to our fairgoers, our festival goers, our community members, our vendors. They have wanted to extend those hours from five, ending at 5 to 7. So we are doing that this year, and we are so excited. Then Sunday, our festival goes from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And all of this takes place on our historic downtown square and about a block in every direction off of that historic downtown square.
Okay, so what can I expect if I were to make that trip over to Madison County? What can I expect when I show up to the Covered Bridges Festival?
Yes, you can expect over 150 vendors, from arts and crafts to demonstration to a kids zone, live music, so much food, and yes, it smells like kettle corn everywhere and all the fair smells and foods. It's wonderful. We have live music and entertainment on the south side of the square. We're excited. We've moved our main entertainment stage back to be on our courthouse, and we are ending out the Saturday night from 5 to 7 with the Other Brothers performing. But we have a full lineup on both days that you can check out on our website to see who's going to be playing when you're visiting.
Yeah, so Sarah, tell me, why is this called the Covered Bridges Festival? I imagine there's probably a bridge or two nearby.
Yes, there are. There's six nearby, and we love to celebrate the history. We also have our Rotary does Rotary tours this weekend where you can pay to take a school bus out, and they will show you all of those bridges and share the history with you and your family. So you can learn a little bit about our history and understand why it's so important to our community and important that we preserve that and take care of it for years to come.
So is a requirement to show up to this festival to watch that the Bridges of Madison County movie, or can I come without seeing that?
You can come without seeing that, and you will learn all about it while you're here. We do have Rachel Waller, the daughter of the author, coming to do a Q&A. That is free, taking place in our restored Iowa Theater, where you can meet her, interact with her, and ask questions about how that story came to life and why it was an important story for him to tell. So we also were able to connect with the musical that was done about the Bridges of Madison County, and we have a singer from New York coming to lead that with an ensemble of community members that's going to be doing some excerpts from the musical during the festival as well.
We're joined today with Sarah Pugh, the Executive Director of the Madison County Chamber of Commerce, talking about the Covered Bridges Festival coming up October 11th and 12th. You know, you mentioned some talks that are going to happen, you know, connected to the movie and the musical. You talked about some entertainment with music coming to town as well. What about, like, activities for youth?
Oh, we've got you covered there. We have a whole street that is devoted to just the kids. So we have face painting, rock painting, a charging station for all those cell phones that they're going to be on all weekend, bags tournaments, giant Jenga, Connect Four. We're also partnering with one of our local business owners, with Graham's Cafe, where you can do pay to play. So if you are wanting to drop your kid into a safe place, they get a wristband and they can stay in Graham's Cafe and play for a few hours or all day while you go and enjoy yourself and walk around and shop and eat all the wonderful food, and then come back and pick your kid up and head on home.
Yeah, Sarah, right now in Marshalltown, we've got a big streetscape project happening in downtown, and that's kind of, you know, messed a little bit with the logistics for one of our festivals. You had mentioned before we came on that you guys have some construction going on. Is that changing things for, like, parking, maybe?
We do. Yes, we actually have a free shuttle that we've had every year that we've had the festival, but it's not really been utilized. And this is a great year for us to continue to push that we have a free shuttle and to encourage those to use it. On 10th Street, there is an ADA-compliant shuttle that will be running every 20 to 30 minutes that you can park in a big parking lot. You'll be picked up in that ADA-compliant vehicle and delivered to a festival gate. No walking, no remembering where you parked. Just get on, take the ride, and get off, and then you can meet your shuttle back there every 20 to 30 minutes and get a ride back, depending when you want to leave. We also have another shuttle that runs from our county fairgrounds south of town, and that's a school bus that will pick you up and take you into a festival gate and drop you off as well. There's also street parking, but again, we do have some construction happening on our streets, so we really encourage, for safety reasons, to use those shuttles, and that way you don't have to remember where you park.
Yeah, for sure. So, Sarah, we've talked entertainment, we've talked activities. I mean, heck, you can drop off your kid for a little bit and go see those food vendors and creative vendors as well. Is there a place people could go maybe just to double-check these things before they make that trip to Madison County?
Absolutely. If you go to exploremadisoncounty.com and click on Covered Bridges and then Cover Bridges Festival, it will bring up all the information from our entertainment lineup to our kids zone, what we have going on there. There's even a spot if you want to volunteer to help in any way, shape, or form. There's a spot there where you can sign up to do that.
And this is all coming up on October 11th and 12th, the Covered Bridges Festival happening in Madison County. Sarah, I appreciate you stopping by today.
Yes, thank you.
Now joined with the Tourism Communications Manager for Travel Iowa, Jessica O'Reilly. Jessica, let's run through a couple of other events that are happening across the state. October 2nd through the 5th, Oktoberfest, but this is in the Amana colonies.
This is the original Oktoberfest for Iowa, and it's 4 days long this year to celebrate their 60th annual event. It's will include a parade, live music, great food and brews, of course, dancing and all sorts of festive music. And I'm sure there'll be polkas.
Yes. So that's happening in the Amana colonies. Then moving on, kind of still in that date range, October 4th here at the beginning of the month, Harvest and Handmade Fair happening in Des Moines.
This is taking place at Waterworks Park. You can shop handcrafted goods, local art, seasonal decor, and unique gifts from talented makers. You can also enjoy fresh produce, autumn treats, and homemade baked goods from local farms and food artisans while you enjoy the sounds of local musicians, and there are also family activities as well.
Then there's another festival coming up. This one's in Iowa City, the Refocus Films Festival, happening October 9th through the 12th.
Yes, the festival will include dozens of films, conversations, performance, and art inspired by the work of adaptation or transforming one art form into another. Movie lovers will rejoice at the opportunity to take in multiple films each day, with screenings preceded by performances by local musical and visual artists.
So that's going on in Iowa City, October 9th through the 12th. You know, October 10th, actually, I see the next couple of events that we're highlighting. We are getting into spooky season now that it's October. Mm-hmm. We have Halloweenapalooza happening in Ottumwa, October 10th.
It's just so much fun to say Halloweenapalooza. It's the annual horror film festival, showcasing a variety of independent horror films and allowing fans to experience fresh and innovative works from up-and-coming filmmakers. Attendees can enjoy appearances from celebrities. This year's stars are Amanda Bierce, William Ragsdale, and Stephen Joffreys from the iconic horror film Fright Night. You can also explore a variety of vendor booths and participate in a host of exciting events, including a trivia contest, costume competition, and a zombie walk.
Okay. I see coming up here we have Friday and Saturday starting October 10th, 17th, and 24th, the Midwest Haunted Rails in Mount Pleasant.
They've been delighting visitors with spooky, family-friendly fun since 1998. This Halloween tradition offers unlimited rides on the Ghost Train of No Return, the Ghostly Trolley, and the Haunted Carousel, along with other exciting activities.
Yeah, so Jessica, I know we're kind of rolling through some of these events pretty quickly. Where can people go to find more information and even more events happening across Iowa?
The best source for finding information on where to go in Iowa is traveliowa.com.
Yeah, and you guys will have a list of things, maybe like fall apple orchards or pumpkin patches as well?
We have that on their website already as well, because we would love to help you plan the perfect fall day. And we also have information on our scenic byways, which are beautiful to travel anytime, but when you add in the fall colors, it just elevates them a little bit more.
Yeah, traveliowa.com is the best place to go to plan out maybe a weekend getaway. But that last event that we want to highlight, October 16th through the 18th in Coon Rapids.
It's the Star Party. So White Walk Conservancy is blessed with some of the darkest skies in Iowa because of its location away from city lights, a great place for amateur astronomers in the Midwest to set up their telescopes and enjoy the night sky. You can join the Ames Area Amateur Astronomers and Des Moines Astronomical Society for a weekend of dark skies, stargazing, and conversation.
Yeah, Jessica, I appreciate you stopping by today and letting us know about some of these fun events that are happening across the state. But again, there's even more events happening if you go to traveliowa.com, as well as bringing on our special guest, Sarah Pugh, today, the executive director of the Madison County Chamber of Commerce, talking about their Covered Bridges Festival coming up October 11th and 12th. Jessica, thank you for the time.
Thank you.